Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booth. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets. This week's poet is Veronica Noshell. Her poem is called,
"Each Nick to the Heart is a Fatal Wound." My arms feel so empty. I stand 12 pounds short, a little dog less. I guess losing just 2/3 of a pound of flesh per year should be a bargain. That, and just a small sliver of muscle cut from my heart that will never grow closed. A tiny bit extra, thrown in like a tip to your server. Death is always demanding little more than its due. It taps its foot and sighs loudly, even as we gasp our goodbyes. So now, I'm going to write this down, make 1,000 copies, and hand them out like tragic none-of-your-business cards, because every time I'm asked where you are, I feel my faith in pure, reckless joy dying in my arms again and again. I hear it crying out through your death rattle, shivering under the crushing weight that presses life from your lungs as you claw at the walls and unconsciously try to bite at the escaping air. It's the sound you make as you claw at bleeding bits of your own muscle in a desperate fight to remain, even as you're dragged down, sinking hopelessly away. It's a literal fight to the death. You do that to stay with me. Or because samsara sucks you out and leaves you shivering on the blood-slick floor, and that's how your life begins again, plopped into a world you'll no doubt need rescuing from again. Humans take advantages of naive little animals. Statistics show you'll be caged among the other confused, abandoned, and lost. It's how we give shelter, the best way we know how. If you're lucky, you'll only be caged with good intentions, but we'll also cage you for sale, for convenience, for science, for money. Something you'll never fully understand, and I hope you never have to try. Your mother may live in a box forever, producing young for auction for her owner, for an impulse buyer, or a sucker, prone to buying raw, unfinished affection. Wiggling, whining hope, wrapped up in the shelf-stable packaged at the mall. Would you like to hold the puppy? While a long-haul truck ride away, his mother's jaw disintegrates a little bit more with every warm, wiggling litter taken from her, because her body protects her puppies at all costs. Calcium for their sweet little bones has to come from somewhere, and it ain't coming from that tin pail of Old Roy circulating with a clang from cage to cage. It keeps them alive, but with not one thing to spare. And so she finds it hard and harder to crush the hard, one-size-fits-all kibble made for mouths of dogs that could swallow her whole. Such an ignorant species. We are clumsy when it comes to love. All finesse when it comes to greed. So, knowing all this to be true, here I stand, helpless, useless. It's completely out of my hands, and still I know my responsibility. I've spent every second that I've known you trying to be of some worth to you, to all of you. But now, here I am, a guard dog with no bark, no teeth, my pink drooling gums unable to delay, let alone waylay death, when it rips you from my arms in cruel, fetid silence, or meticulously sucks the fight out of 1,000 strays. It steals without effort, without hesitation, and I'm left holding your empty corpse, calling frantically after you. Pick a good, no, a safe rebirth. Please, please, please. Unintelligibly repeating through blubbery tears, don't let us hurt you. Long after the vet takes your body for burning.
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booth.